It's time for Country Style, USA. Stay all night. Stay a little longer. Dance all night. Dance a little longer. Pull off your coat. Well, hi there, everybody, and this is Richard Hayes saying welcome to Country Style USA, presented transcribed by your United States Army in cooperation with this radio station. As you probably know, Country Style USA features the best in country and folk music, and of course, the biggest stars are always on hand to provide our music. And our special guest this week, Little Jimmy Dickens. And here to tell you all about our show is our special guest, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Thanks to you, Richard Hayes, and once again, a great big special. Hello and howdy to all our good folks and friends and neighbors everywhere, and welcome to Country Style USA with yours truly, Little Jim Dickens and all the country boys today to bring you a few little tunes that we hope that you'll be able to stand and we won't aggravate you with too much. I'll get things underway with one that goes like this here. A lot of folks have told me I was poor before I got right. A winter apple picked off in the fall. But even as a young'un, I was not the bashful type, 'cause I could yell aloud to stop them all. I'm little, but I'm loud. I'm poor, but I'm proud. I'm countryfied, and I don't care who knows. I'm like a baby rooster in a big red rooster crowd. I'm puny, short, and little, but I'm loud. Proud. I'm countryfied and I don't care who knows. I'm like a baby rooster in a big red rooster cloud. I'm puny, short, and little, but I'm loud.
Well, the old saying goes, that's proof of the pudding. I'm puny, short, and little, but I'm lousy. I mean, loud.
Well, sir, in a few minutes, friends, have out your pencil and your paper. We're going to give you the address, how you can write to Little Jim Dickens and all the country boys, and we'll give you that address a little later on in the show. Right now, here's a country ballad that I had the pleasure of recording, and you good folks out there were kind enough to us to buy it and request it. Here it is, Take Me As I Am or Let Me Go.
Over. Take me as I am or let me go. White lilies never grow on stalks of clover. Take me as I am or let me go. You're trying to reshape me in a mold, love, in the image of someone you used to know. But I won't be a stand-in for an old love. You'll take me as I am or let me go. Take me as I am or let me go. If you can't overlook my faults, forget me. Take me as I am or let me go. go. You're trying to reshape me in a mold, love, in the image of someone you used to know. But I won't be a standing for an old love. You'll take me as I am, or let me go.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much. And thanks to you folks for listening to us. And I'd like to have you listen now to a very special friend of mine with a special message to all the young men of America. Here's Richard Hayes.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. We'll get back to you in just one moment, some more fine country music. But first, I've got a message for all the young men listening in. Today, you know, fellas, you of America have an excellent opportunity to learn a trade that'll assure your future. The many fine technical schools of the United States Army are training men in such interesting fields as radio, radar, meteorology, mechanics, electronics, and many, many others. Over 100, to be exact. You can become a qualified technician, trained to do an important job, and what's more important, to do it right. So for full details about an exciting career, I tell you what you do, fellas. You visit your nearest United States Army recruiting station. Complete information without obligation. So plan ahead. Face your tomorrow today. And right now, back to some more country music with Little Jimmy Dickens.
Mighty good advice, Richard Hayes. Thanks very much for the good message there to all the young men of America. And now, our gospel song. We hope that you will enjoy it. The favorite of everybody is called Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
I am weak, thou art strong. As long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Bye bye, Jim. That was good.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you very much. Our sacred song for today. We hope everybody enjoyed it. And now, here's my good friend Buddy Emmons at the steel guitar doing the great job that he always does on his own tune called Buddy's Boogie. Buddy?
Thank you.
thank you so very much for a fine job on a tune there called Buddy's Boogie, and you was a rompin' and a stompin', and that's the way we like 'em on Country Style USA. A little while ago, we said for you folks to get your pencils and your papers, and we would give you the address to where you could write us a little card or a letter and tell us the numbers that you like, and it'll be always our pleasure to answer your request. We'll be much obliged to hear from you, good neighbor, and if you want the address, here it is. Country Style USA, RPC, Governor's Island, New York 4, New York. Country Style USA, RPC, Governor's Island, New York 4, New York. It's been a real pleasure to have visited with you on Country Style USA, and we certainly hope that you've enjoyed the efforts of little Jim Dickens and all the country boys to bring this little bit of shenanigans to you. We also hope that you'll enjoy the rest of our country artists as they come to you from time to time, wherever you might be listening on Country Style USA. Thanks to our good friend Richard Hayes and all the people who brought the fine messages along today. And now this is Ma Dickens's boy saying thanks to you, God bless you and yours, and so long, everybody.
Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night.
Country Style USA is presented, transcribed each week by your United States Army Recruiting Service in cooperation with this radio station. Our special guest today was Little Jimmy Dickens. This program was produced and directed by the Recruiting Publicity Center for the United States Army, and this is Richard Hayes speaking, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Country Style USA. And in the meantime, reminding you that this year, more than ever before, in the Army, you serve your country and yourself.
Dignified out behind the barn. When he took his strap to me and turned me down across his knee, he sure did hurt my dignity out behind the barn. I smoked my first cigarette out behind the barn, and that's one day I won't forget out behind the barn. I got sick, you should have seen how that tobacco turned me green. I almost died from nicotine out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn. I ain't a fool and no siree. Passed each examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me. The barn. She taught me to kiss and pet. That's a game I can't forget, 'cause we still play that same game yet out behind the barn. I wish that I could go again out behind the barn and do some things that I did then out behind the barn. Now you may think it ain't no fun to be a poor old farmer's son. You just don't know what all I've done out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn. I ain't a fool and no siree. Passed each examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me.
Little Jimmy Dickens and Out Behind the Barn. I heard that on another show when I lived in Chico, and we were able to get KPFA, and there was a show called Panhandle Country. It used to be on, I believe, Wednesdays or Thursdays. I forget what day it was on. It's now still on the weekends, but it used to be on for an hour and a half, and it switched with another show called Pig in the Pan. They're both still on, although the people that do them sound old. Well, because they are, I have to admit. Anyway, Out Behind the Barn, that was from, I just looked it up and I forgot. I believe 1954. Let me double check here. And was I right? Was I right? Was I wrong? Was I right? Was I wrong? 1954. Little Jimmy Dickens. And Country Style USA, this time featuring Little Jimmy Dickens. Every month we'll play some old-time country radio show. And I mentioned before, I'm hoping in January to do a tribute to Hank Williams, including play one of his Mother's Best Flowers show, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, you're listening to the Country Jamboree, Mike G doing the show this week, playing this old country music you don't hear on the radio so much anymore. And here's Otis, here's Chet Atkin, and Frog Kissin'. I don't know if we... Well, it's an instrument of sync. Let's check. Well, oh, vinyl.
I want to dedicate this next tune to all the pretty girls in the audience. Do you remember in the fairy tale how the wicked witch's spell changed the handsome prince to a toad? Through the power of her potion, she handed him the notion that he was lower than the dirt in the road. And though she left him green and warded, her evil plan was thwarted when there chanced to happen by a young miss, who in spite of his complexion offered her affection and broke the wicked curse with her kiss. Well, if you've never been a frog kissing, then you don't know what you've been missing. There's a world of opportunity under each and every log. If you've never been a charm breaker, and if you've never been a handsome prince maker, just a slow down, turn around, bend down, and kiss you a frog. Once upon a time ago, I was down and feeling low, like a lonely frog in a pond. Life was just a joke, and I was very near a croak, and I was zapped by life's wicked wand. Then in the depths of my depression, there came a true expression of a love from a lady so sweet. She gave me warm, fuzzy feelings, feelings that were healing, and knocked me off my little web feet. If you've never been a frog kissing, then you don't know what you've been missing, yeah. There's a world of opportunity under each and every log. If you've never been a charm breaker, and if you've never been a handsome prince maker, just slow down, turn around, bend down, and kiss you a frog. There's a happy ever after land deep in the heart of man, where a prince or princess abides. But all we get are glimpses of the handsome prince or princess, cause they're covered by a green warty hide. And though they're full of life's potential, they're lacking one essential to enable them to shine like a star. And that's to have some guy or missus smother them with kisses and love them while they're just like they are. And that's the secret of frog kissing, and you can do it too if you just listen. Just slow down, turn around, bend down, and kiss you a frog.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. The other night I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a high-bred uptown fancy little date. Now she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be. So hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice. So help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Tex, excuse me please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Pop, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
Now here's a country jamboree double play. I'm a guy with a heart of gold, the ways of a gentleman. I've been told, the kind of guy who would never harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met the man who invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now it ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't figure it'll hurt my health. I've been smoking for 25 years, ain't dead yet. But them nicotine slaves, they're all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while you smoke that cigarette. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. At a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and queens just kept on coming round. But I played them low, bet them high. My blood didn't work on a certain guy. Kept on betting, laying that money down. He'd raise me, I'd raise him. I sweated blood, you gotta sink or swim. Well, he finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, "Aces, full pal, how about you?" He said, "I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I'm gonna smoke another cigarette."
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Night I had a date with the cutest little gal in the 48 states, a regular uptown fancy kind of dame. She said she'd love me, it seemed to me. Things was going the way they was supposed to be. Hand in hand, we was rolling down Lover's Lane. She She was oh so far from a cake of ice. Our petting party was going nice. So help me, Hannah, I'd have been there yet. But I gave her a hug and a little squeeze. And she said, Cody, excuse me, please, but right now I gotta light up one of them cigarettes.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you puff yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. You just gotta have just one more cigarette. Life ain't nothing but a poker game. No two hands quite the same. And I never saw a winner that didn't bet. So if any of you folks fixing to quit, I ain't gonna criticize you one little bit. Instead I'm gonna light up one of them cigarettes.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff. And if you puff yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you just gotta have another cigarette.
Commander Cody, and smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. I didn't know they did that one. That was 1973, and then we had the originals in 1947. Tex Williams and the Western Caravan. And that's it for us for this week. We'll be back next week with more of this good stuff. So you all take care and do the best that you can and enjoy your week. We'll see you next week. Bye.